Mildura City Mayor Simon Clemensbury. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Matt Mann. I'm doing all right.
Fantastic. Great to catch up with you and thank you for your time this morning. As we know, people are doing it tough out there at the moment still. A lot of businesses still not open, a lot of people unemployed, and obviously there's a lot of bills to pay. What are we doing in terms of rate relief?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Councils councillors have had three meetings so far on that issue, and council proper has put a number of possibilities or contingencies to us, and I'd have to say that we're pretty divided on which way to go. It's a difficult proposition. We can, under the Fair Rates Act, we're allowed to increase rates by 2%, which is the CPI or Consumer Price Index. That's the amount of, say, cost that it costs to run a council over 12 months. It's gone up by 2%, so we're allowed to increase it only by that. There's some dispute between councillors or discussion between councillors as to whether to apply that or not apply it. Now, the simple fact is if we don't apply it, everyone gets that 2% off, if you like. In actual fact, their rates will just stay the same. But the question is that really providing relief to people who really need it, who are really struggling, because they'll still get the same rate notice they got last year? The alternative is that we apply the 2% and then take all of that money that we've collected in addition, which is $1.25 million, and then turn that into a rate relief fund and give it back to the people that are really struggling to really actually give them some genuine rate relief. So that's the issue at hand.
Now, the council hardship policy, what can you tell us about that?
So the council does have a hardship policy. So if people really are struggling and they really can't pay their rates and they can't pay whatever other fees and charges council have, or they just need help, they can register with the council, and the council will then apply all sorts of policies to them that will give them support. At the moment, those policies are mainly around deferring debt, so the debt is still there, and that's why we need to seriously look at how we can use council and council money to actually provide genuine relief down the track.
Premier Daniel Andrews announced on Monday the easing of some restrictions. How do you think that's going to play out here in Mildura?
Well, if you drive around Mildura now, you'd think that there were no restrictions. There just appears to be people everywhere at the moment. But we're not out of the woods yet. Obviously, with the Cedar Meatworks issue and some of the numbers that are still coming through, we've still got even community transmission. It might not be here in Mildura, but certainly it is across Victoria. We really seriously have to be cautious. And I know a lot of people are thinking that it's over. It's not over. People need to really put their minds in the right spot and say it's not over. We still need to do social distancing and we still need to comply with the rules, because if this suddenly springs out again and the numbers go shooting up, we'll just be straight back into lockdown, and we'll be in lockdown for longer than last time. So we really need to be cautious now.
Very good point. Mildura City Mayor Simon Clemens, thank you so much for your time this morning. Certainly appreciate that. We'll catch up again in the next couple of weeks. And in terms of financial hardship, community relief, business support, changes to the council services, make sure you hop onto the website mildura.vic.gov.au/coronavirus. It's mildura.vic.gov.au/coronavirus. You'll find a stack load of information there as well.